So our third and final speaker for this session is Efrat Zeidan. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Yes. And she's going to be talking on the power of praise and encouragement in a non-traditional online learning environment. Okay.
So, hello everyone. My name is Efrat Zeidan and I come all the way from Riverside, California. I'm blessed to be here and thank you for being here for my talk. I'm going to be talking to you today about integrating faith, not just in teaching my students science and math, but in communicating with my students. As you all know, recently we have witnessed an incredible increase actually in online education enrollment. A lot of our students are preferring to take classes online. And as you can see from this graph here, that not only are they taking online classes exclusively, some of them are taking some online classes and some traditional classes. And in both criteria, you can see that there has been an increase. This graph does show data from 2012, and it's continuing to increase. Now, when I started my career in online education, which was about 2 years ago, I was a bit ignorant of our student population. I wasn't expecting that most of our students are adult students, students who have families, who work full-time, and yet are willing to come back and take classes online. I teach in in the Department of Arts and Science, I teach a variety of science classes and math classes. And California Baptist University is a Christian university that emphasizes on integrating faith in education. So, of course, I struggled at the beginning with the aspect of integrating faith into teaching science, biology, chemistry, and physics, as well as math. I think that's where I struggled the most. But I thought to myself, well, I think there's a better approach to integrating faith, not just in my lectures, not just in addressing the content of the books, but also in the ways I communicate with my students. Now, of course, adult students come back to continue their education online because it is more affordable, it is more convenient, it is flexible. But with what I learned through the process is that, and what I learned through the process of praying for them and encouraging them and motivating them as they struggle with, of course, adult students, most of them struggle with technical difficulties and they're stressed about their classes. But what I learned is that they're not just looking for mastery of content. They're looking for a learning experience. And that's something that sometimes we don't pay attention to. And in online education, that experience is a little bit difficult because there is lack of physical interaction with your students. You don't see your students face to face. What's a way to really provide them with a good learning experience in a Christian university? At the end of the day, they're enrolled in a Christian program, in a Christian university for a reason, right? Not just to learn science and math, but also for that experience. In our online division, we offer 8-week accelerated science classes. There's 8 weeks to complete a whole course of principles of biology or fundamentals of chemistry. When I was a student, that took us 16 weeks. And it was challenging. So I can only imagine how challenging it is for a student to complete it in 8 weeks and in an online setting. And I actually did witness these challenges. My students were complaining of lack of motivation. And that wasn't a complaint, a simple complaint. It was actually really what was happening. They are discouraged when they see all that work that they have to complete every week by the Sunday of that week, all that reading that they have to do. A lot of them struggled with time management. Of course, they have full-time jobs, and they have families, they have kids, so it was really hard for them to manage their time. And also, they were scared of and anxious of the idea of taking science online. That's totally new. And one of my students, for instance, She reached out to me one day and she told me, "Well, you know what, Dr. Zaidan, the last time I took a math class, I think you weren't even born when I took my first math class." So a lot of these students, really, it's been a while since they've taken a math class, and they have that fear, that anxiety. So then I ask myself, well, how do I address these challenges, and how do I address the need for that learning experience? And I think being in a Christian university really helped me to figure out the solution that's been working for me for the last 2 years. So I decided, not only do I want to integrate and infuse faith into my classes and my lectures and delivery of content, but also in my communication with my students. Why can't I reflect God in my messages to my students? So I started reaching out to them informally through videos that I would send out to the students at the beginning of the class, through encouragement messages as part of their quest. So they would send me an email, I would get back to them, and it would be there's an encouragement component, a positive component to this message. And of course, I would pray for those who are struggling. And that prayer was sent to them so that they can pray with me as I'm praying for them. And then that developed into something a little bit more regular. I started preparing regular weekly reports that have really worked out for me. Those weekly reports were prepared to reflect on the progress of the student in the class, overall grades and progress. Where are some areas that they're struggling with? It was time consuming. I cannot not say that, because it was time consuming, and it still is. To prepare a weekly report for every single student when you're teaching over 70 students a session is really hard, but it was worth it. Within that regular report, I would send out, the progress of the student, and I would emphasize on their continuous dedication and persistence. I would make them feel that I understand what you're going through, and yet you're still doing your work. And little did I know that a simple encouragement message could really do that much. Until I received this message from my student. She said, "The encouragement and support received added an additional layer of comfort in taking the course. I truly appreciated Dr. Zaidan's thoughtfulness and dedication to infuse Christian leadership throughout the 8 weeks." Christian leadership was infused in my communication with my student. And so this student really points out to an important role that we play as professors at CBU, is to be Christian leaders. And when she said that added an additional layer of comfort, that is an indication that somewhat these messages are really helping those students, relieving their anxiety, making them more comfortable in taking this class. And I know from all of us, we all know if we're more comfortable, we're less anxious about something, we would really get the job done a lot quicker, and we would be more productive at it. So hearing that really ensured that our leadership is touching the lives of these students. And of course, we want it to touch their lives professionally, but we also do want it to touch their lives personally, on a personal level. And it does make a big difference. Another student told me, "What I most enjoyed about the class is how you brought me through it. It meant so very much to me. It's like holding your student's hand through it. It is challenging to do that virtually, but I don't think it would be if you would communicate with your student and you would add that encouragement component, you would add that prayer, you would add Jesus in that message. It would really make a big difference. Thank you for that. You encouraged me. God and you took my hand and led me through it." So, I mean, when I read this, I think back, it is my passion to teach my students, but it's all to teach my student about God's beautiful creation in science and math, but also you can do that in other ways, in ways by portraying how we want to serve our students, and portraying that in your communication, in reaching out to them and informing that relationship. And that can be done through a simple form of communication. So as Christian leaders, and as all of us agree that to successfully teach, we have to successfully lead. And we can definitely do that with the opportunity that our universities provide us with, infusing faith into our teaching and our communication. So Christian leadership in a classroom in a virtual classroom begins with our communication with our students, and it can be done. And we can touch people's lives just like how the Lord has touched ours. So there are various ways that we can lead with a great mission and implement in a virtual classroom. Some of the ways that I've mentioned before: positive feedback, direct informal communication, weekly prayers, and I usually do that as a weekly meeting. We just get together online and we pray together, and the students get to ask questions, and the personalized weekly reports. So then I thought to myself, well, it's apparent to me that, and it's obvious that this is really impacting my students as I was receiving emails back and forth. But let me see if that's really impacting their educational journey. Is it really making them more productive and really making the process of learning science online easier and more doable? So I decided to develop this work into a research project, and it was a survey that the students were voluntarily asked to participate in, and they would provide their feedback for the effectiveness of that motivational approach. So the focus of the survey was on whether they've had math or science in an online setting, how long has it been, and were they anxious about taking that class, and what is their overall satisfaction with the motivational approach and their overall experience. From the responses that I collected, I noticed that almost 20% of my students have taken the class in less than a year, and the rest, it's been 2 or more years for the most. With a significant percentage, 20% of them more than 9 years. Now, was this your first online class or math class? Sorry, this is a wrong question for this chart. So the question is supposed to be, were you anxious about this class? And I noticed that the majority of my students, yes, they were anxious. So okay, that tells me, okay, this student that's responding to these questions, completing the survey, was anxious. So let me see if really that approach really did help them become less anxious. And I noticed that the majority of the students, close to 80%, close to 70%, they were overall satisfied with the weekly grade reports, with the personalized messages, encouragement messages, and positive feedback. As you can see, there's a small percentage on one-on-one advising time, and that was done as per their request, along with video answers to their questions. So, almost 90% of my students valued the continuous motivation in the class. They really did appreciate it. They appreciated the weekly reports. They did believe that, and this was something that I didn't think of before, but they did believe that the guidance really helped them stay focused in the class. So really that's helping them with their time management skills. They also believe the encouragement enhanced their learning experience. So yes, that communication, that form of communication, and infusing our Christian beliefs and faith into our communication is providing them with that experience they're looking for. And positive encouragement really did help me overcome my fears in a class. So that positive feedback and that welcoming video at the beginning of the session, that prayer, that weekly prayer, really did go a long way throughout the 8 weeks. It enhanced their learning experience. It helped them to stay focused. It helped them to overcome their fears. So therefore, as a concluding remark from me is, so through integrating faith in our communication approaches and serving our students in an educational and spiritual experience, we are actually supporting our students' spiritual growth, not only their professional growth, and perhaps their relationship with God. As we are teachers, we are leaders, and we are also mentors. And this can be done in a virtual environment. And so after all of this, I just want to say that we can make the online community more real, and we can make it in a way conducive for discussion so that the students could really reach out and ask questions and feel free to ask and feel more comfortable. And thank you. Yes.
So it can be a challenge to communicate emotions over a distance.
That's right.
How did you do that? Did you use emojis or how?
Right. You know, sometimes it can be clear through my emails and the student would get that. I had a student say, I could hear it. I know you're kind from your words and sometimes from your voice. I would communicate with them over the phone. So when I get a challenging student who's panicking, who sends me an email and they're in panic mode, they're completely lost, they're confused, I would tell them, can you please provide me with a phone number so I can give you a call? I'm available anytime to answer. So yes, adult students do prefer phone calls. If they're not able to talk, a lot of them travel. I do prepare videos, I record videos, and I send that to them. It's really worth the time. So either on the phone or by video or by email, and they do really appreciate it, and it does provide them with a unique experience. And that's what we're all about at CBU. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, your talk just fits magnificently to me with what we heard from Noreen Hertzfeld's lecture, that what human beings need, and I think what our faith tells us, is that it's not just information, you know?
Right.
And so you are providing that embodied sense of caring as part of the educational experience.
Right.
And it's really working. And so I'm just touched by the connection between what we heard from the lecture this morning and what I just heard from you is actually working this out in a very practical way of showing that education and conveying knowledge and wisdom is not just about facts, it's about embodied connection.
Absolutely.
And even if it's virtual, you can
right.
still have this kind of embodied and conveyed human connection, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment.
Yeah.
I come from a research background, so I am a researcher, and I decided to go with teaching and I really discovered that I'm passionate about my teaching when I started doing it. But there's always this hesitancy to really connect facts and science with that relationship. So part of me, I think, and I'm doing it without really realizing, is when I have a student enrolled in a science class, part of that encouragement is really to encourage him to go down the science path. Don't be afraid. Just go down that path and believe in yourself. Because as we all know, I mean, a lot of female students are somewhat discouraged from pursuing science careers, right? And so part of me is also, I want to encourage them, and I want them to know that as a female researcher, I mean, you can do it, okay? And you have the support that you need, and it's available. It's fascinating especially when you hear the students' responses. They're happy with it. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments?
Yes.
I was encouraged by your mention of incorporating weekly prayers.
Yes.
And encouragement messages, and I was wondering what your thoughts are about maybe if you were teaching in a more secular environment or maybe in person classroom versus online, what
right.
your advice would be, your thoughts
right.
about.
Right. It is hard in a secular environment, and I agree, as some of the professors are not encouraged to incorporate that component. But if you're teaching in an in-class setting, I think it would be less challenging for you to show that encouragement and to give that positive feedback. We've all had students who have excuses, or sometimes they're valid, sometimes they're not, about what's going on in their life. So when you show that caring response, when you respond to them with that care, with the, oh yeah, you can tell them, I mean, I am praying for you. I am praying for you to feel better, to go through this hard time, you know, this difficult time in your life. I think you're connecting with them and you're forming a relationship just from that simple conversation. So it's doable, even in your if they email you and you want to respond back to them, showing a little bit of care and a little bit of, you know, positive encouragement can really go a long way. I had students who were struggling with the class and who really couldn't. I was somewhat worried about them not making it, but I did offer them grace and I worked with them. I called them and I encouraged them and they were able to make it. So a lot of times we might say, no, you're not able to make it. I'm going to be honest with you. But there are times when you could just be graceful and encourage them, and that would sometimes work. Thank you for your question. Yes?
No, I think it's pretty amazing that for such a long time they were saying that science and religion is a direct conflict. But it seems like with what they were talking about and what you're talking about is it even bridges the gap from Muslim to Christianity in a nonchalant way, because it's not easy to sit a Muslim down and tell them this when they're so used to hearing this.
Right.
But as he was saying, to bridge it into God loves you and the stars, and it kind of opens up a segue. And also for someone that does go to a Christian university, it's nice. I think it strengthens the faith on an everyday basis that someone might not have time or too busy, and when you do what you do, mm-hmm. it reminds them every day to think about God and believe in the God, and it's kind of going hand in hand, and it's nice to see that we're moving to this point.
Absolutely. I think also the fact that you're sending them messages or sending them emails. I do have students who are not Christians registered in my class, right? You're sending them emails. They're reading those emails. I mean, there's not that, and one email after the other, the whole relationship that you're building with your student can make an impact as well, along with the dialogue that you can have. Thank you. Thank you.